The first person who finds a use for old sneakers, he said, will be a very rich man. It was this latest project that led to Stanley's arrest. The bus ride became increasingly bumpy because the road was no longer paved. Actually, Stanley had been impressed when he first found out that his great-grandfather was robbed by Kissin' Kate Barlow. True, he would have preferred living on the beach in California, but it was still kind of cool to have someone in your family robbed by a famous outlaw. Kate Barlow didn't actually kiss Stanley's great-grandfather. That would have been really cool. But she only kissed the men she killed. Instead, she robbed him and left him stranded in the middle of the desert. He was lucky to have survived, Stanley's mother was quick to point out. The bus was slowing down. The guard grunted as he stretched his arms. "Welcome to Camp Green Lake," said the driver. Stanley looked out the dirty window. He couldn't see a lake. And hardly anything was green.
I'm starting to wonder about some things. If Stanley is innocent, why is he so calm about being handcuffed and sent to this awful camp? I'd be screaming, "Take me back! I didn't do it!" to anyone who would listen. The author says that Stanley's family always remained hopeful. Maybe Stanley is still hoping that someone will realize he's innocent and send him home. And who is this Kissin' Kate Barlow? She's not like any outlaw I've ever heard of. She kisses guys before she kills them? I hope we find out more. Let's start chapter 4 on page 11.